Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the chairman of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Live Plan and who for all those years made Business Plan Pro. So many small businesses grew up with, and he's one of the smartest guys I know, and we couldn't do without him. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's so nice to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com for the new book. Tim's is timberry.com as well as bplans.com. Tim, I know you like telling people how to go to that website so they can learn more about how to be better business planners.
Yes, yes. And bplans, all free sample business plans. Thousands of articles on how to start a company and how to do a business plan and business planning.
Check all that out there. Okay, Tim, in the previous segment, I was giving the audience a tour, a little condensed tour of crowdfunding. And I went through the donating part of crowdfunding. I went through the transition to securities where people solicit investment from people they don't know, and that the fact that it's going to have to go through the laws are going to have to be changed to allow people to do this, and they're in the process of doing that right now. One of the things that I'd like for you to help us with is I just try to remind people that before you decide to take an angel investor money or venture capital money or crowdfunding money from somebody else, you should really ask yourself, am I really wired? Is my company, are my goals, are the plans for my business, are my values, am I wired to actually have investors? What do you think, Tim?
Yes, absolutely, because there's so much misunderstanding in this. I come to this, I'm in my sixth year now of participating in a local group of angel investors where we get together and last year we invested in four companies, and we're just reviewing companies now for an investment to be announced in May. And one of the ironies in this whole thing is, as you talk about crowdfunding, the Jobs Act of 2012, which often gets called the crowdfunding bill,
right,
actually made it slightly harder, only slightly, but slightly more regulated for angel investment, which isn't the question you asked.
I didn't know that it made it harder for angels.
The regulations are harder to interpret now, and there are some interpretations in which, specific example, nobody's sure whether or not the angel investment group has to have some kind of an audit or some kind of validation of who's an accredited investor using tax forms or CPA after the Jobs Act. And before the Jobs Act, we all had to just certify I promise I am an accredited investor.
Right.
And with that certification, then the legal liability goes away for the company
right.
that takes the money. If
exactly.
I say I'm accredited, then they're not liable.
But
now, there are some scenarios. And this is the lawyers are still interpreting this, but there are some scenarios where it has to be an audit or a CPA certified.
Wow.
So they actually made it tougher.
Wow, that's not good.
Well, those are slight changes, but the big
another example of the government encroaching on Main Street.
And in this case, it's with lots of good intentions.
It always is, Tim.
but it just
the world the world of misery, the road to misery is paved with government good intentions, Tim.
Yeah. So on your you asked me, well, Are some companies just not wired for angel investment,
right,
for the actual investment? And people don't realize always that investment means you marry somebody. Somebody owns part of your company. Somebody has the right to second-guess your decisions for the rest of your business life.
And they may not love your, they may not love your, what you do like you love what you do, and they probably have different exit expectations.
Well, and another one of the problems here is if you're not prepared to sell your company to somebody else 3 to 5 years from now, then investors are likely to be unhappy with you, because
mm-hmm.
that's where the investor makes their money. It isn't just that you grow and you're healthy and you're happy. One of the ways investors lose is if they have a minority share in a healthy, happy, growing company that
mm-hmm.
doesn't need cash, doesn't need new cash, then there's no way that they can sell their ownership, so they're stuck. There's a it's ironical that you could be sort of imprisoned as an investor
mm-hmm. yeah.
in a minority share in a happy, healthy company.
Well, and here's the thing: not only do people taking the money from investors need to make sure they know what the values and the expectations are of their investors, but the other way around, the investors need to say, you know what, I don't want to make sure I'm not going to have a big argument 5 years from now when I want my money back.
And that's part of what people have to understand if they're looking for investors. To make some interesting generalizations, and they're not always true, but in general, service businesses are really not interesting to investors.
Exactly.
Just to
exactly.
cite one example.
They don't scale very well, do they?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Tim, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and talk some more about this with the guru on this topic. Getting angel investors, crowdfunding, that sort of thing, business planning, capitalizing your business. Tim's got it all covered. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.